sitting on truth. And those other hoes only when we roll the true. Well, after Scott be blue, the sun is being.
The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
farts,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities. And their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
To get through a lot of people bigger than me, so I had to fight my way out. So here's when it all went down. I was a runner up. No one believed in the ways that I fought. So I was in round 32, ready to fight this 6'3", 250 pound guy. And I'm thinking to myself, is it possible that I can beat this dude? I'm like, I got this. And if anybody can beat this guy, I sure can. So, fight starts. It really, really gets bad. Because he's like winning 5-0 in the scoreboard. And I have no option, but since he's running out of energy and I'm like already dying of like being knocked out. So, what I did is that my favorite signature move is to dodge, duck, and do a roundhouse kick right to the chest where it easily knocks out the person. I tried that like 4 times and he kept blocking it, so on my last try I did the left leg. He didn't see it, I got him, and it actually knocked him out, which probably got him to forfeit the match. So it was round 16, everybody else was there. Then an old guy had to fight in a weapons match. Not the best I could do since it was a bow match. It's a staff versus staff. And it was actually really cool because when you're facing staff, when you're facing a legend or like a master, it's really hard. And he said that good luck, but I didn't believe him because I knew he was going to beat me. So round goes through horribly wrong because He kept throwing his staff at me, and he just kept losing it for some reason. So it was like that was like the fastest match I've ever been with a master that I could beat. Then, like the semis, facing my same group in a submission match, put him in. Well, because it's all karate, so they have like different rules. I don't know why. There was like submissions and all that, but anyway, the round really went bad because I had like 5 seconds to get up or I'd be eliminated from the tournament. So I had a trick where I got up, like standing up while he was on my back, and I just put him in the coral lock, which was my best option to get out. And it's actually I went a little too far and I actually snapped his arm. So, and I literally meant I snapped his arm because his arm literally had a crack. So it wasn't good for him nor me, because I won indefinitely. And then the finals came for the championships. It was actually kind of a little more than that, but it was a 20-year-old dude. It was me against him. So the fight goes 9-9. Last point wins, which you had to get 10-9. So on the last punch, we both knocked each other out with a hard uppercut. And one of us didn't. Well, I didn't last because he was 20 and he looked like a bodybuilder, and I got uppercutted. And I was getting uppercut, so it's one of the hardest punches to dodge. So that's the whole story. Getting knocked out and getting second place, it's all right. At least I want something. Pride and respect.
Hello, welcome everybody to MutinyRadio.fm. So what you heard right now, that was a story from our good man Marlon. And
thanks, you guys.
We don't need no education. So it's my turn to tell the story. So my story is that this is really weird what happened. So with one of my principals. So I was on the street. Yeah, I was on the street, and then I saw my old principal. Now that I'm in high school, then. It was my eighth grade principal. I saw him and he's like, we said hi to each other, and then we were saying goodbye. He's like, hey, guess what? I'll see you on Monday. And I'm like, I was laughing in the inside, but then I couldn't say anything since I was too busy laughing. I wanted to tell him I don't go to your school no more. Yeah.
Adopt, don't buy. San Franciscans are generally a socially responsible lot. Many of us bike or take public transportation to work. We buy local and organic produce, and we make an extra effort to make ethical lifestyle choices. So when it comes to animals, why do we continue to buy rather than adopt?
When you adopt an animal, you're not just saving the life of an animal. You're welcoming it into your home. You're giving another animal an opportunity to the adoption floor and find a new family. And you're reducing the demand that keeps puppy and kitty mills in business. Many people buy from animal mills without realizing that these breeding factory facilities abuse and neglect their animals.
Each year, millions of unwanted animals enter shelters across America. More than 3 million cats and dogs are euthanized every year. Millions more small animals like rabbits and hamsters meet the same fate. Adoption helps break this cycle and put an end to the animal mill industry. Please adopt.
For more information or to donate, contact the San Francisco SPCA at www.sfspca.org. This PSA was brought to you by your friends at MutinyRadio.fm.
Yo, whatever. One time for your mind, one time. Make your nine. What up, y'all? When I'm chilling, I grab Uber to get my food, to buy beers and watch a flick, illin' and root for the villain, huh? Plus every morning I go.
Oh, he's the man. Alright. Thank you. Bye.
After being blessed by blur of essence, I'm back to my rest 10 minutes, some odd seconds. That's where I got the honey at. Spends the night for sexing. Keep lubrication, lifestyle protection. Picking up my stereos, remote control quickly. Ron G's in the cassette deck. Rocking the dish G. I try to stay mellow rock. Well, acapella rhymes that make me richer than a slipper made Cinderella fella. Go get your crew, Hobbs. I'm prepared to bomb. Y'all Liggins was born, I shot my way out, my mom dukes. When I was 10, I was a hip hop and shorty wop. Known for rocking microphones and twisting off a 40 top. Yeah.
One time for your mom, one time.
Yeah, whatever.
One time for your mom, one time.
It sound clever.
Hey, yo, nah. Fuck that, man. That's what's fat. But kick that for them gangsters, man. Fuck all that, man.
Right, right. What up, Liggins? How y'all? It's Nasty, the villain. Yeah. I'm still writing rhymes, but besides that, I'm chilling. I'm trying to get this money, God. You know the hard times, kid. Ish, Kobe starving, make you wanna do crimes, kid. But I'm a lamp, cause a crime couldn't be the rhyme. Digging, catch a 3 to 9s, Muslims yelling freedom mine. And I'm from Queensbridge, been to many places. As a kid, when I was laid out of town, digging chased us. But now I know the time, got an older mind, plus control of 9. Fine, see now I represent mine. I'm new on the rap scene, brothers never heard of me. Yet I'm a menace, yo, police wanna murder me. Heidi Dog Blinker represents the thinker. My pen rides the paper, it even has blinkers. Think I'll dim the lights, then inhale. It stimulates, floating like I'm on the North 95 interstate. Never plan to stop when I write, my hand is hot. And expand a lot from the Wiz to Camelot. The parlayer, I make your heads bop, paw. I shine a light on perpetrators like a cop's car. From day to night, I play the mic and you'll thank God. I wreck ish so much the microphone and need a big job. My brain is incarcerated. Live at any jam, I couldn't count all the blocks I raided. A hole of and 11 and a dance the reverend. I contact 11 L's and Max in heaven.
Yo, one time for your mind, one time.
Sound clever.
One time for your mind, one time.
Yeah, whatever.
One time for your mind, one time.
Yo, from 92 to 99.
Yeah. Yeah, that's this crazy fat ball. Know what I'm saying? But check it. You got another verse for me. I want you to kick it. You know
no. Never had, never will. Oh, God. No, I don't know where we're on. Oh, we are on?
Yeah.
Oh. I did not see that coming. Welcome to Joke Time, guys. I mean, kick one. Kick one.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, so what do you call a nosy jalapeno?
What do you call a nosy jalapeno?
Jalapeno business.
Huh.
You get it? Yeah, no.
I get it a little bit. Okay. I got one, and this is actually a true live joke story. So I'm going to San Jose. My dad and we're almost out of gas. The bad part is that we only a little bit, like 5% of a gas, and it's like a Chevron, like a block down. And I told my dad, we can make it. We get to the Chevron. We're on pump number 8. And when I get out to the Chevron to go to use the restroom, on pump number 7, this is the best thing that I've never seen. The former governor and still a movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, was there. And I'm like curious because, like, what is Arnold Schwarzenegger, a former governor, doing in San Jose filling his tank at Chevron? Isn't he supposed to be making some movies, dude? Like, seriously. He's like Terminator movie. Like, freaking. Who even likes Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator movies? Because he has no way of talking. Like, seriously, you hear him talk, you're like,
I'll be back.
Get in the chopper. No.
It's like that. No, get to the chopper. No, run, go. No. It's like in every movie, the Predator one, dude. It's like, come here. I'm here. Kill me. Come on. Do it. Dude, you know what's telling myself? When you do, apparently, it actually, he heard it and he did the sick. Ah, sorry. I was going a little, drinking some water. When you do that and you're near him, he responds by doing, hey! It's like a mating call. He understood. Like, how do you... I don't understand. Does he have his own mating call? Because if he would, he would have his own animal. It's called Arnold Schwer. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's hella Rush. It's like, I know he's from Austria, but his name sounds hella Arabic.
Wait, is he from Austria?
Yeah, Austria, dude. That's why he sounds like
How do you
like
know?
That. Huh?
How do you know?
Wikipedia.
You've searched them
Wikipedia
up before?
Wikipedia is not
No, because
reliable.
I had to do a project on him, and I actually got an A+.
Ooh.
It was funny you know because when doing that...
Nah, I don't know.
What am I listening to?
Terminator.
It's the Terminator.
Oh.
We played it just for you.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, man,
thank
there's you. This cop scoping for you. Check it out.
You're going to hear it. I'm supposed to take a part
Split,
right here.
Man, just go. Yeah. Hey, man, I think I saw that kid you were looking for. Hey!
Yeah, I know. Is it coming yet?
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. He's like right there.
We can't see it.
Kid's
so.
Running.
Yeah, I know. We can't
hey,
see it.
All right, so the kid sees Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he's got a gun.
Oh, no.
All the roses fell. He's reloaded. Kid's running.
Is he constipated?
No. Ooh.
Get down.
Get down.
Get down.
He's like shooting him in the back and
what's he got in the cyborg.
Goddamn. Yeah, I think he's dead.
Kid, stop constipating.
Why doesn't he talk too much?
Nope, he's back up. Nope. Ooh.
What Terminator is this one? Rise of the Machine, right?
Yeah. No. Is it? I don't even know. I've honestly never watched this movie.
I've never watched any of those movies. I've only watched Predator from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Alright, keep going with the story. Keep going with your story.
I think I lost it.
You were at where the part where it's about talking about the Terminator and then.
Oh, yeah. All of his movies are okay, but is that why do you have. All right, look. Who's watched The Expendables? I know a lot of people who are listening to this right now have watched The Expendables. You watched The Expendables? Lamarca, you watched it?
Nope.
You never heard of it?
Ever.
Nope. Never.
Incredible.
Ever.
The
heard
Fable.
Of it.
If you watch The Expendables 2, you'll see something that you're not going to believe. This dude literally comes with a huge drilling up to save Sylvester Stallone and the others. And this is his one-liner that, like, makes it really, like, the movie go bad.
Hey, you're going to have to end your story because Eduardo here.
You can keep talking.
Oh, okay, never mind. According to Eduardo, you can keep talking. Keep going.
Eduardo, don't be a little girl, okay? You'll be fine. Don't worry, okay?
What?
We got your story.
Hey, calmate.
He'll be fine. He's crying at the corner right now.
Huh?
No, but seriously. In Expendables 2, he goes like this. I'm back, baby. Like, no, you're not back. We
what about those pigs
day.
From Shrek, remember? Yo. Remember those pigs I talk all weird?
Oh
the three
God.
Little pigs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi, Shrek. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, they're like, yo. They're like, yo.
It's like, seriously, why do... They sound like German, though.
True.
They literally sound German.
I can't wait.
Like pigs. I really don't understand. The movie Shrek is really good. Like, the first one's really good. Second one, okay. Third one really goes off.
Oh, wait.
Eduardo.
Yeah?
You gonna say anything?
Nah.
Yes, you are, Eduardo. Tell the people. Tell the people.
About what?
About, I don't know, your song, I believe.
My song? All right, sure. All right, so this song is called Live for Life. It's like,
what does that mean?
It's just, what is that? It's just a Japanese song.
Okay. Anime?
Yeah.
From what anime?
It's from Bento. It's a really good show. It's like extremely funny. There's so many characters on it. We have, let's see, the Ice Witch, the Wizard, the Wave. Those are like multiple people. The Dog Hunters, multiple people too. The Boar. Let's see, which one else? We have the Beauty by the Lake. And the funny one, I think it's kind of like weird, but they call him the Pervert.
Why is he called the Pervert?
It was pretty messed up what they did to him. So basically, he's related to the Beauty of the Lake. He's basically like her cousin. He went to visit her one day, and then like the security guard stopped him. They took off his clothes and everything because he thought he was going to do something weird with her cousin and stuff. They didn't even know they were like relatives. So basically, he ran around the school with no clothes on, only his shorts on. It's boxers, basically. He had no clothes on. His cousin had to give him some girl clothes. And then, like, he came to the supermarket with girl clothes. And everyone, like, looked at him as like a pervert, basically. Which was pretty messed up for him. He felt kind of ashamed for that. And he still went to battle, like, against all those other people. He didn't even care, honestly. He did care at the beginning, but he didn't even care. He cared more about the food. Even though that's his nickname now for the rest of his life, the pervert. So now every time he shows up, they call him the pervert. Oh no, the pervert's coming. Alright, so now I'm gonna play the song for you guys.
Everybody, we gotta say wrap up the show, so I'm gonna say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, he said bye.
Bye.
And that's the end of our show. Thank you for listening to ImmunityRadio.fm.
Thank you. Keep listening.
Stand every Sunday at 1 p.m. Parque Niños Unidos at 23rd and Folsom, the free farm stand and all-volunteer run project of the No Penny Opera. It's about sharing the wealth of urban farms and gardens.
Helping local growth, fresh and nutritious organic produce accessible to all, especially those in individuals or low incomes or tight budgets.
The Free Farm Stand grows food in San Francisco and distributes it for free. We act as a gathered place and mission to encourage community growth and involvement. This effort resolves most around gathering surplus foods from neighborhood gardens, various farmer markets, community gardens, public and private fruit trees, and hosting a space where this bounty can be shared with all. We also work with produce to the people who harvest organic fruits from backyard fruit trees and public spaces and bring it out to our free farm stand.
For more information, or if you want to help, or if you have or know of a fruit tree that needs picking, you can contact Lauren at produce to the people at produce2thepeople@gmail.com.
Pressure appears to separate the puppets from the puppeteers.